Oh, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Mike Siciliano.
I love this village. It's just a sleepy little village. My issue is what time the village wants me to go to sleep. Okay, 9 o'clock at night, I don't go to sleep. I don't know where that 9 o'clock figure came from. To me, it seems like the village's vendetta against one location, because there's only one location outside of the park that has entertainment on the weekend. Now, if I saw 50 complaints that the music was too loud, guess what? It's going to be loud before 9 o'clock as it is after 9 o'clock. But we're bringing people into the village. I do mortgages for a living. I've gotten 15 people's houses in Kasaki who now wish they lived in Athens because it's becoming a little cultural center. How can we possibly stop at 9 o'clock, like say when the Stewart House and the brewery serves food to 10 o'clock? I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me. I'd like to see this community thrive more, get more people coming. More people come here, more people that want to live here. You know, and, you know, from a real estate standpoint and a cultural standpoint, music is a good thing for people.
Well, I'm not sure I understand your reference to the curfew law, because that really has nothing to do.
Well, you know, it seems like there's some kind of vendetta about the Stewart House. I got a traffic ticket for going 42 miles an hour on Friday night, okay, from Bank of Kasaki to the church, okay, church parking lot. Two state troopers were in there. It's about 250 feet. I said, you know what, if I was speeding, I deserve a ticket, and I don't speed in the village. So I floored my car from in front of the bank to where the two troopers were. And I didn't hit more than 35 miles an hour, completely floored. They waited till I got out of the village before they gave me a ticket. So I think there's something going on against the local establishments here. You know, I just don't want everything to leave this town. Give us a reason to stay. I want
it. Nothing came from this office or this police department, as far as I know. So if you think that's the case, I'd be glad to meet with you. It's nothing coming out of my office.
I'm not from Athens. I'm originally from Freehold. My name is Wynn Morrison, Wynn Morrison Realty.
Okay.
I grew up in Freehold. It was a resort town, approximately 76 years old. And probably the oldest guy in the place here. Resort town where everybody, every night, sat around campfires or whatever at the boarding houses and sang to 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, and the louder you sang, the happier everybody was. The neighbors that were not happy with the music, they closed their windows and went on to it. This is how the little town of Freehold, population of 100 during the wintertime and 5,000 in the summertime. That's how we grew up. And what I've tried to do myself and quite a few of the other commercial brokers in the area, we want to bring the Hudson River back to life. Places like Catskill, Coxsackie, Athens, to bring tour boats up through, cruise ships going back and forth across the river to Hudson, to have a ship pull out here in front of the on the dock in front of the Stewart House, to bring a whole bunch of people into town, and to tell them they can't make any noise after 10 o'clock, or their kids that are they're on board ship can't go walking out in the street after 9 o'clock. I don't think it's a way to promote the area, and I want to do whatever I can do to improve the area, improve Hudson. I'm working over on that side of the river, and the same thing over here. I think there's a lot to be said for people having the right to be able to sing whenever they want to and as loud as they want to.